Thank you.
Thank you very much. Members of the board, I don't know, there is something, some kind of a device here. I don't know what it is. I don't want to touch it. I don't know if you want to bring security in, but I noticed it when I was coming out. It appears to be a portable recording device, but it's sitting right here.
Okay, I'll get someone. Thank you.
I move that Dale sacrifice himself and.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
I'll be right back.
Don't you wait until after Casey comes.
It's right there down this front row.
Oh, okay.
Third row back, Pete. It's the third row back.
You ready to hit?
Oh, okay. Yep.
I bought my backup.
Oh, yeah.
It's in the, we're looking straight down.
Oh, it's on one. They're not using it during the day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Can we listen to it and see what it captured or not?
Don't push any buttons. I'm glad it didn't have a lift trigger.
That's just been a real alert.
You would have been informed.
I'm sorry? Okay.
Okay, next case.
Thank you. Yes, please.
Case number 10805, James and Cindy Lawrence, northwest of Route 113, DuPont Boulevard, being lot 7 within Julian Acres of Element, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Come up here first, please. What's your name and address for the record, please?
James Lawrence, 24584 DuPont Boulevard, Georgetown, Illinois, 10947.
All right. And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request, please?
Yes, I come before the board tonight to request a side yard setback variance of 6 feet. The home my wife and I purchased in 2004 was built in 1960, and at the time we purchased it, Schaub and Barnett represented us, and we came before the board in 2004 and was granted a variance application 8878 for the existing home and a garage that was on the property. Due to the uniqueness of the situation, the property is 99.5 feet wide, and it's feasible to expand existing master bedroom, which is located on the south side of the home in common property line with Kenneth R. Stevens. The driveway is located on the north side of the residence. Difficult to do such circumstances. Expanding the master bedroom on the front of the existing home is the most feasible option due to the septic system being on the rear of the residence. Possibility of development, no. The home was constructed in 1961 and sits 4.5 feet from the side yard setback. Was not created by the current homeowner. Due to the narrowness of the lot and physical circumstances, conditions, the requested variance side yard setback is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. This variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property due to the location of the septic system at the rear of the residence. The proposed expansion on the front side of the is the most feasible option to achieve what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
The difficulty has not been created by myself or my wife. Like I said, the home was constructed in 1961. And as mentioned earlier, when we purchased the residence, 2004 was the home resident, the former owners were notified by the board about some the side yard setbacks were not meeting requirements, and Schaub and Barnett represented us in our closing as part of the agreement to get that corrected, which was granted in October of 2004. The requested variance is necessary so the master bedroom expansion can be used by my two granddaughters and my daughter. We have three grandchildren living with us now, so this expansion is necessary to accommodate everyone. Effects on the surrounding. It's not going to alter the proposed construction of the neighborhood because the resident needs to upgrade, be compliant with, completed with roof, windows, and siding, and so forth, so it's not going to be detrimental to the neighborhood character, the essential character of the neighborhood. The proposed construction will maintain the 4.5 feet side yards, stay within confines of the existing residence, and expand toward the front of the property, maintaining the 4.5 feet, which is where we need the 6 feet variance granted by you. Will the variance be detrimental to public welfare? The public welfare will not be unfavorable with the granting of this variance. Extent of variance. Variance requests lease modification possible regulations at issue. Yes, the variance is the minimum that will afford relief. This variance is necessary to afford relief to enable the expansion and addition for the grandkids. Mm-hmm. Will the variance represent the least modification possible of regulations at issue? Yes, this is the most economical feasible option that we have to do what we need to do with the residents. I have a letter from Kenneth R. Stevens, which is my neighbor who we're going to be infringing upon. It says, I, Kenneth R. Stevens, am the property owner of parcel 1-33-6-97, which shares a common side yard boundary with James and Cindy Lawrence, which ours is 1-33-6-98. It says, I'm writing this letter to support the application for the property owner for the addition to their home. I have been shown the plans for the addition and believe it to be a complete complement of their home and surrounding development. The lots were originally developed in the early 60s, were laid out by to be narrow, and with today's lifestyles, larger families, its necessities, applications to your board for adjustment to make the best use of this property. Again, I support application and wish you consider in favorable fashion. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact me, and I have his contact information in here. I believe I also attached that with the application.
Yes, you did. Okay, well, first we'll start with you address the standards of the variances very well. And then the next question I have is, now again, is your septic is in the back, so that's the reason of having to bring it to the
correct.
Front.
That's correct.
And everything's going to stay the same as far as the footprint.
Yes.
Of it.
We're staying in the original confines of the residence and just expanding
it. Bring it right out to the front of it?
Yes.
Okay, so I can understand. Thank you. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
Sir, is your home single-story or two-story?
Yes, rancher.
Okay, so you're just adding 340 square feet
yes.
to your house, which is roughly 1,400 square feet?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions? Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10,805. I believe it meets the standards for granting a variance.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,805. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Are we able to go ahead and start construction, or is there a pending time period where somebody can object to that?
Well, I'm happy to call the office in the morning and talk with them about after 9 o'clock.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.